AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Today, the same jury that convicted Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev begins deciding whether he lives or dies. Legal expert Daniel Medved.
Prosecutors are going to undoubtedly argue that these crimes were committed in a particularly heinous, cruel manner. Because the idea that you could put a backpack right down in front of a kid, knowing that a bomb was about to go off, that shows callousness. That shows heinousness.
Tsarnaev will get life in prison unless every juror agrees on the death penalty. The U.S. is sending a message to Iran. The Navy aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt is moving toward the waters off Yemen to join other American ships that are ready to intercept any Iranian boats carrying weapons to the rebels there. Our national security correspondent is Sagar Magani.
Officials here at the Pentagon say there are about 9 U.S. warships in the region and an aircraft carrier. The USS Theodore Roosevelt is now heading that way. An Iranian convoy is reportedly heading toward Yemen, carrying weapons for the rebels. And officials say it's too soon to speculate what the Navy ships may do as the convoy approaches and what might happen if Iran refuses a boarding request.
Overseas, the Italians have arrested the captain of that smuggler ship that sank in the Mediterranean, killing hundreds of migrants. A Syrian crew member is also under arrest. Our Tricia Thomas is in Italy.
Both were charged with favoring illegal immigration, and the captain was also charged with what they call in Italian reckless multiple homicide.
The 27 survivors of the shipwreck are said to be shocked and silent. New medical advice for women: get a mammogram every 2 years, starting at age 50. A group of medical experts advising the government says for women younger than that, getting a mammogram should be an individual decision. This is AP Radio News. Bluebell Creameries is now recalling all of its products after 2 samples of chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream tested positive for listeria. Here's our Martin DeCaro.
Bluebell's chief executive issued a statement saying the company can't say with certainty how the bacteria was introduced to the manufacturing line. The first recall in the family-owned creamery's 108-year history was issued last month when the Centers for Disease Control linked ice cream contaminated with listeriosis to 3 deaths at a Kansas hospital. The recall extends to retail outlets in 23 states and international locations. I'm Martin DeCaro.
Today, San Francisco is expected to ban performances by wild animals. Bears, lions, elephants, and other wild animals would not be allowed to perform in circuses, backyard birthday parties, or in movies and TV. Not included in the ban, cats, dogs, and other domesticated pets and animals appearing in educational projects. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, 2/4 of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.